Welcome to Nota Bene, the only art podcast brought to you exclusively by
Will Shant. He is a big friend of the pod and the most exciting jewelry designer out and about in Manhattan right now. You can get some really sick chains or Jesus pieces, whatever you want. You can get custom stuff or buy what he has available. I know that he's selling to musicians some really insanely awesome downtown figures. And plus, he just made a piece for friend of the pod, past guest, Ellie Rhines.
And I hear, Nate, that for my birthday coming up in a couple weeks, you're getting me a Star of David chain.
It is your birthday in a few weeks, and I'm getting you a Star of David
chain. I cannot wait for that. So everyone, go check it out. Will Shott.
www.willshott.com. Shott is S-H-O-T-T.
Welcome back, Nate Freeman. We're here.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Pride Month from Nota Bene to you.
Here, Union Square, heart of Manhattan. Last time we're going to be recording in person for how long?
I mean, quite a long time. Damn. Because, you know, I am off to Europe fucking Friday for a few weeks. And then Dallas, just tagging on a little Dallas trip to the end of that.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And then you're, what are you doing? Why aren't you going to be around?
I'm expecting to have my first child in a few weeks.
Baby
nice.
Charlesworth Freeman, uh-huh. Almost in the house, not quite.
Which is feeling very real. I am going on paternity leave.
Not as real as it's going to feel, man.
Right. Right now, honestly, I'm still trying to finish up mountains of work. And unfortunately, I have to focus on that, or at least for the next few days.
The people are thirsty for the content, man. The people are thirsty for the content. And that's not going to go away. But yeah, I don't know. We'll probably do some podcasting while I'm in Europa.
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely do some.
I mean, I'm going to schlep this cucked case with me onto, they'll check it in, but still across Europe. We'll be flying commercial. We'll be flying, but we'll be flying every sort of way.
Amazing.
I have to edit that out.
So wait, let's go through your travel plans, because obviously I'm FOMOing already, having to miss out on Zurich and Basel and Menorca and
I'll give you as brief as I can the picture as it is in my mind. Obviously all these things will may or may not work out as I envision them. We'll be wheels up from beautiful Newark, New Jersey airport on Friday, arriving to Zurich early Saturday morning. I get a packed day in Zurich, and I try and cram in all of the galleries in one single day. I think I can do it.
Yeah,
you can do not it, too worried. Sure. There are definitely some social plans that night. Some of the Zurich local galleries will be kind enough to host me to fill my belly. Then another day or so in Zurich, got a nice lunch planned at the Kronenhalle with a group of friends of the pod. So excited for that. Sorry, we're going to miss you at that lunch. Presume you're missed during all of this, but especially at that
event. I know. That is truly
Did you get the calendar invite?
I did get the calendar invite. It was incredibly painful. But, you know, I'm having a child. This is more important than Kronenhalle.
Listen, I've missed art fairs for the birth of children. I think it's one of the few totally reasonable reasons to do as such. Then early Monday morning we'll pop to Basel to check into whatever disgusting hotel that I'm paying 800 Swiss francs a night for.
won't miss that
and head right to Lista and then Art Unlimited. Then the fair opens on Tuesday morning. Gotta play some art. Already working on that part of things. Gonna move a little bit of weight. We'll see all sorts of friends of the pod, you know, Martin Klosterfelder. We'll see Meredith. We'll see everyone.
Amazing.
And then I'll try and do the entirety of that fair in one day, which will give me most of Wednesday to do the museums of Basel, which are a legion. I mean, there's the well-known ones, the Kunsthaus, the Kunsthalle.
Schaulager.
But yeah, the Schaulager, but obviously the Beiler. And there's a couple of little small ones that I always like to pop into. I'll actually head back that night for another dinner at the Kronenhalle with some good friends. And then Thursday morning, we're wheels up en route to Menorca. With a whole posse of big fans of the pod. We're going to be hanging out there for a few days, obviously celebrating Rashid Johnson's exhibition at the Hauser and Wirth Gallery there. It looks like they have several days of meals and events planned for us. The Swiss are known for their hosting abilities, so I'm excited for that.
Right. They are known for their hosting abilities, but combine that with the incredible cuisine of the Spanish islands, you're going to be feasting.
I don't even know what that means. What am I going to eat there? I have
You've
no
never
idea.
Been to Ibiza? You don't know the foods of Ibiza or Mallorca?
All I ate there were Teslas, man. Like, what kind of food am I going to be putting in me?
You're going to have some great seafood. You're going to have some incredible amon iberico. You're going to have, yeah, just like incredible, just olive oil. It's really just like a true, true culinary experience.
I'm just glad I have my beach bod ready to be in, be in my swim trunks around the fancy folks from the art world, because it's a beach island, it seems like, mm-hmm. from what I can see.
Yeah.
I've been looking into boat rentals, but there's
you have to get in a boat. You have to. You don't have a choice. You have to get on the boat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to get to the house in Worth, you have mm-hmm. to get on the boat. No, but I mean, like a little boat to go out with some of the guys and jump in the ocean and that kind of thing. So there for a few days, and then I got to figure it out. I'm due to come back to New York for a day, which might be just like mine, like not great.
Mm-hmm.
And so I might just find a place in Europe to go for a night, probably London, to go check out the galleries there, and then fly directly to Dallas.
Sounds
to install
great.
Yet more art.
Great.
Then
I love it.
Back here for a few, and then I'm back here for a day, and then out east for the rest mm-hmm. of the summer.
Wow. You were really just ta-ta NYC.
I love NYC September. In the summer when I was in my 20s. but I'm old and I sweat easily, Nate, mm-hmm. and I enjoy the country club arts. So.
No, I do not begrudge you that. I myself will be out of the city for all of August with the little one. Very excited for that.
Yeah, so, and Basel's, man, it's like, I'm not ready to get on that plane yet. Like, I get inbox full of previews. God bless all the gallerists getting them out this week, at mm-hmm. the beginning of the week. Like a golf clap for you all.
You have to, if the fair opens on Tuesday.
No, you have no idea how often they come, like, Friday night, Saturday morning. Obviously, the good stuff, like, I already knew about, and I'm already in some negotiations for, even before the preview hits, but still, it's the smaller things you won't notice. Mm-hmm. Of course, there'll be surprises on the floor. I'm kind of blessed that none of my clients felt like going to Europe, so doing it remotely, which was a lot easier than it's September in Basel when I had two very tall clients to lead around at the same time. Not ideal. Awful lot of fun. God bless them both. So we'll be shopping remotely. I'll be pointing and they'll be clicking to buy. It'll be
Love
that
it.
Kind of thing.
If you can tell our listeners, because honestly, I haven't really been digging into the previews just because I won't be there. About to go on leave. Is there anything that stands out?
The thing that I am most looking forward to is a joint presentation of the Buchholz Gallery and David Zwirner of a set of photographs from Wolfgang Tillmans.
Love it.
From the 90s, I believe, of the Concorde, which will be part of Art Unlimited.
Okay, that sounds great.
It's like a suite of, I think, 6 or 8. Some listener correct me. Photographs, absolutely incredible.
Wolfgang,
absolutely incredible.
Who was honored last night at the Museum of Modern Art.
At the garden party.
At the garden party, where some hip-hop guy that people tells me sucks played.
Yeah, again, God bless Wolfgang. I'd rather go see him at a DJ set than get an award.
Oh, man. We did that.
We've done that.
We've done some shit that no one's fucking done.
No.
Yeah.
When Wolfgang's on the one and twos with Rub and Tug in Hong Kong playing that funky house music until you have to get on the plane back to the U.S., I'm telling you.
That was a night.
That's when you lie flat, my friend.
Yeah. I still have that playlist that we compiled from Shazamming everything that Wolfgang played.
Oh, God, I forget. I blacked that out.
Yeah.
No, or did I block it out amazing. Or black it out? I'm not sure which.
But no, he wasn't on the ones and twos last night at MoMA. I skipped the party, of course. I can't.
MoMA
I,
just doesn't feel I, that. I You've been it. To enough galas. Like, aren't you? Like, you're going to the fucking Rhizome Gala and shit, bro?
That's like on my block, dude. I live
I know.
In the Barrio. I know.
And God
fine.
Bless Rhizome. This is nothing against, I don't know what they do, but I'm sure it's great. But wow, you were just in everything.
We're slowing down here. We're slowing down. Don't worry.
Okay. You also, I noticed, popped up at the new Nine Orchard Hotel to check out friend of the pod, even though he's never heard of it, Ignacio Martos's new restaurant.
Ignacio's probably never listened to a single podcast in his life, so it's not just
He's a
us.
Busy man. He's got like 12 restaurants.
He's a busy guy. I did go to Corner Bar, which is the name of the very elegant hotel restaurant at the bottom of Nine Orchard. Sat at the table, thanks to Ignacio. Ran to many friends of the pod there. Mills Moran, Ben Dietrich, Chloe Wise. And you know what? The food was really good.
Well, of course. It's really an good. Ignacio Martos joint, my friend. It's mm-hmm. definitely going to have great food. What's the vibe like?
The vibe was very chill. I mean, like, it's a hotel bar, you know? It's not, like, you know, breaking the mold in any way. But, like, it's a perfectly great place to have a drink, some snacks. I didn't get to try some of the larger format dishes. The chicken and the steak both look excellent. This is a, it's a really by the books menu. You know, like you have a Caesar salad, a shrimp cocktail, a chicken liver roulettes. Stuff like that. It's all just
fucking delicious.
But
it's exactly
what
you need if you hop over from London, where you're based as a brand as a brand advisor for a branding agency, and you want to stay in the hot new hotel, so you're staying down in Dime Square before your meetings in Soho. Mm-hmm. It's the kind of money you want before you lay your head down.
It's exactly what you want. You know, yeah. You know, if you're coming in from London or Miami or like fucking Istanbul or something, you want to stay there at the Nine Orchard. You want to tell everyone you're staying at the Dime Square Hotel.
I just see a fucking invasion of all birds.
Mm-hmm. A lot of
like, I just can't, man. I just can't.
Fuck. Sorry.
Guess they're out.
I was trying to be optimistic here.
I guess they're out as an advertiser.
I was trying to be optimistic and you ruined it.
Well, listen, I mean, the restaurant's going to be great, obviously, but it's not going to change the world. I mean, I think it's more interesting to pop open a restaurant in Rockefeller Center, which is weirdly becoming this intense site of food and culture, whoever is doing there, because obviously they're freaking out because no one wants to rent office space. So they're trying to revamp it there. So like no more Legoland or whatever was there before and stuff like that for the tourists, but actually making it cool stuff. You got Carlos Cuarte and Matt Kliegman's spot, I forget what it's called. Pebble Bar. Mm-hmm. You got Ignacio's spot. But I keep seeing over and over more and more new things opening, revamped art, kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm, yeah, Tommy Malikoff, shout out Tommy, friend of the pod, just had a show that was in Rock Center also.
Yep, that's kind of stuff I'm talking about.
You know, very cool show. I think that it just closed, unfortunately. But, yeah, I mean, like, you know, I never go up there, but thanks to the sales at Christie's, I popped into Lodi multiple times in a week. Man, it rips.
I'm just saying,
it's so good.
Whoever Jerry Speier hired to kind of, like, revamp the type of people that were getting, I'm sure they're cutting sweetheart deals for all of these people we just mentioned.
Totally.
Because, you know, that's not a spot they're going to, on their own natural progression, decide to open up.
Maybe Jerry's a fan of fucking Altro Paradiso, dude. Maybe,
I mean, it could be. You know, his wife, I believe still wife, Catherine Farley, who's also an executive of the company and who is an amazing, amazing person. Mm-hmm. She has incredible taste in things like this. I could see it her. We were once at a birthday party at some sort of downtown boat for an artist and son of some collectors, and she was there. I think Jerry was there, too. And it was really freezing out, but it was the kind of small tucked away spot where there was no coat room, no cloak room. And so what she said, oh guys, our car is just idling outside. We can use the fucking bourbon as our cloakroom. Ladies, give him to this guy. He's going to bring him out there.
Wow.
That is classy.
Rich people will never do that shit.
The classy ones do, Nate. That's how you separate the wheat from the chafe right there.
Love
that
it.
Kind of thing.
Love it.
Offering rides and offering cars as cloakrooms.
Mm. Well, I haven't gotten a ride and I haven't gotten a place to put the parka.
Well, you know, men's overcoats are different from the ladies' furs, right. You know what I mean? Or faux fur. What else did you get up to in New York? Anything good?
I'm a little sore, Benjamin, because I played softball with Vanity Fair the other night. A resounding victory over New York Public Radio.
That must have been a tough game.
Yeah, they had a batting average for radio.
Oh,
wow. I think we beat them like 19-7. It was embarrassing. I went 3-for-4, which is great. But
that's great, Nate.
Really great. Yeah, really great. I also was playing second base, and I dove to catch a low toss from shortstop to get the out. I got the out, but also really roughed up my hand and my
arm. I saw some pictures in the group chat. You were looking rough. Well, you don't do a lot of working out, do you, normally? are you on a weight? Do you do mostly weight training,
does
or is that a cardio?
Count?
That mic is getting kind of heavy, huh?
Yeah. No, not really. So I'm a little sore. 2 days later, I'm very embarrassed to say. Yeah, this is the how long gone portion of Notes of Vene where we talk about working
out. As you
out.
Move, as you begin to see middle age closer on the horizon, Nate, especially you, as you have a young bambino on the way, if I could give you any advice, I don't know about working out. You got to stretch. You're going to be bending down to pick this thing up, and it's only going to get heavier. You got to stretch. I first started throwing out my back when I had a little kid, bending down to pick them up. They're just grabbing on you. If you don't have the limber thing going on, you're going to be in a world of hurt more often than not.
I'm
going
to start stretching like a fuckload. I mean, like, I have to. My body is not pleased with me.
We can, you know, I'll check with the corporate insurance plan. I think we might have a yoga, you know, a couple free yoga classes a week that's built into that. I'll check with our representative with the health insurance company for you.
Please do. Just, you know, have your people call my people
about
the yoga class.
Nothing but the best for our employees, my friend. Nothing but the best. I bumped into a big fan of the pod, Joshua Abraham, in town from Los Angeles.
Shout out, Josh. Dude, what a guy.
He had nothing but kind things to say. He definitely got blessed with a chapeau, which is pretty sick. What an interesting collector and man on the move. Like,
he was also checking out Ignacio's spot. I saw on the grams.
I heard. Yeah. And he's on his way over to Basel. First time ever. I think it's great when a collector who's kind of reaching an age where he doesn't have to worry about the kids in June and can kind of get away. And I think his mind's going to be blown. I think.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone out there who's listening who is a collector just haven't had the time to make it to Basel yet. Like, other art fairs have just become like so gauche in comparison. Mm-hmm.
It's really just the number one. I can't believe I'm missing it. But yeah, it makes every other fair seem kind of like missable.
You know, I'm still working. I mean, this travel thing, I'm still in recovery because I feel like it was just on Friday or so that I returned back from Mexico City. The last time we were on the pod together, I was anxiously awaiting artwork to arrive to the Moran Gallery.
So I heard that the artwork did arrive, barely, 11th hour.
Well, maybe like a little bit past the 12th hour, really. opening was scheduled for 6 to 8. Work rolled up about 7.
All right.
We did some framing on site. Everything looked great, but it was definitely last minute. Guess what? No one shows up until the last 20 minutes of an opening in Mexico City.
It was fine.
And then we had a fantastic dinner. Afterwards, at Ellie's,
of course, friend of the pod, Ellie.
She loves you guys, man. She loves Nate. Mm-hmm. She got a chance to listen to the pod. So much fun, such great food. All natural wine list. I didn't partake, but it looked really delicioso.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a great table of people. It was super fun.
Was it better than the last time that we ate at Ellie's together?
It was. You know what? I wasn't as hungry that time,
so
I didn't really engage with the food in quite the same way.
Okay.
This time I was actually famished, so she ran the table on us like all new stuff because I guess Mills Moran eats there twice a week when he's in town. So he's like, no more of the same stuff. So just like ran us with like a really fresh vegetable forward, I would say. I mean, there's definitely meat, but like a vegetable forward, legumes, like bright flavors.
Love it.
And she's like a fan. But her dad was there.
Whoa.
Who's sick. I forget, 86, 87, but like tall, 6 foot, I would guess Irish American guy. I mean, who knows? But big shock of white hair, super fun guy. And he had, you know, he's obviously goes to Mexico City frequently to visit his daughter. But the first time he was there, he had been stationed down on the Panama Canal when he was in the service. And he and some buddies decided when they got discharged or when they were leaving there, they bought a car down there on the cheap and drove up from Panama to New York City.
Wow.
What a guy, huh?
That's so sick.
Yeah. So he was sharing some stories of that.
Right, I want to take that road trip.
Is it even
legal?
You might need some bodyguards now. I think it's a different time, my friend. Different time.
Indeed. Well, any other Mexico City highlights? You saw the Urs Fischer show. We talked about that.
We talked about the Urs Fischer show, right? We talked about the Danny McDonald. No, because basically you were there, and I was basically stuck in that cursed gallery the entire freaking time, which was actually in like a co-working space and like this beautiful back patio. And there was like some like local like new employees of Mexico City Volkswagen, like corporate, were there getting a training most of the day. Talk about Allbirds, man.
Oh, my God.
But the gallery space itself is beautiful. I'm really thankful to the entire crew down there and to Mills for giving me the opportunity to go and do that.
Mm-hmm.
My expenses are pretty crazy, so look forward to that. Look forward to that invoice. What else? You know, we were talking the other day. I run a fairly successful little business.
Sure.
I play some art, you know, always growing, always doing new things. But we move a little bit of weight, as they say. But I was just kind of scanning the gram and noticed that yet another person had been hired in another advisory firm, the Schwartzman and. Not Schwartzman and Co., just Schwartzman Ampersand.
Yeah.
I like that. I think that's chic.
Sure.
They've got like 27 people up there. And for the life of me, I can't understand what they do.
We should have Alan on the pod. Alan himself had a podcast.
They have another one again.
They have another one.
A little bit more serious. You know, maybe not as jocular, maybe not as much fun.
Right, but it's, you know, he knows how to wield the microphone.
But he's one of the most knowledgeable, smart, and witty people about both art, for what art is, art for art's sake, and the art market that I know of. I can't imagine what these other you have him there. What do the other 27 people do? I don't know. It just occurred to me. And so I would love to have it explained to me. I wonder how many will be on the ground in Basel.
I mean, you know what the world needs more of, Benjamin?
Fucking art advisors. Jesus Christ. I mean, thank God, at least those people I know, I'm sure they're all reputable and well-trained and smart and have years and years of experience. unlike some of these people on the Instagram. Oy vey. I saw someone the other day in their Instagram stories, like, listed where they'll be, like, their Basel trip. Like, you know, I'll be in Basel, Zurich these days. You know, text me to meet up. It was, like, so thirsty. It was, like, literally, like, you know, Zurich, Saturday, Sunday, Basel, blah, blah, blah. And, like, text if you're going to be around. I was like,
damn.
How's that a business model? I don't get it.
Throw that person a water bottle because they are thirsty.
Super thirsty. Super thirsty. Thank God I don't even remember who it is. So I don't need to worry about possibly throwing them under the bus. I'm sure it's a lovely human being.
Right.
As so many human beings are. You know what else is really lovely?
What, Ben?
In the worst and darkest, fucking Newport Beach, California. like one of God's forgotten places. I mean, so beautiful and so dumb all at the same time.
Why did you bring up Newport Beach?
Because that's where, if I had like a soulless $35 million mansion, that's where I'd put it. And that's probably where I put a big Dave Chooley like glass sculpture outside.
Oh, is that where you put it?
I got it there. You see where I was going? Yeah. I got
Man, yeah, shout out to, like, the richest man in the world for just, like, going to fucking bat for Dave Chihuly.
Yeah, I mean, talk about, I mean, I'm sorry, don't, I mean, I'm sure he's a genuine guy. I know he's going through some health and perhaps even he might be heavily being taken advantage of now, but a terrible artist and a perfect artist for both malls and Newport Beach, California. Absolutely vacuous and empty, yet kind of shiny and nice looking, much like all the second and third wives of Newport Beach.
Damn, yeah, yeah, know who's single? Bill Gates.
Yeah. But yeah, but Bill Gates is actually too tasteful, even he, for Newport Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he's just not kind of like pumped up on the HGH quite enough. Anyway, yeah, so Bill Goss has this like massive Dale Chihuly. Am I saying that correctly?
Dale Chihuly, yeah.
Okay, great. Sculpture outside. And he and his neighbor have been in like a years-long fight, including Bill going to jail for, I'm not sure, a night or a couple hours for violating a restraining order, having to do with the playing over and over at high volume of the Gilligan's Island theme song. I feel like I'm making this up.
Why does he go through with this?
I don't know.
What's it worth to him?
I mean, yeah, and for those who don't know, Bill was the, I believe, the founder, if not, he was certainly the runner of PIMCO, one of the biggest bond trading firms in the world, if not the biggest, for many, many years. Super, super rich. Unfortunately, money cannot buy taste. But Bill, listen, my email's on the website. Give me a call.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of California beaches, Freeze has moved from Beverly Hills to Santa Monica. When's the last time you were in Santa Monica? When's the last time anyone was in Santa Monica?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. I don't know. The last time I was there was probably for the last art fair that took place there.
You went to that?
ALAC? Which I feel like is like, isn't there like an ALAC duck of some sort?
Yeah, it's like a noise a duck makes.
Yeah. That's where ALAC, the Art Los Angeles Contemporary Fair, which pre-existed all these other fairs, but unfortunately didn't quite live up to the open playing field that they had available to them. Used to be there in a hangar next to the small little private airfield that is there. It's a short runway, so you can't really use it except for prop planes.
So Freeze obviously needed more space. It doesn't really make sense to run an art fair if there's only like 80 galleries in it, because you need the more galleries to pay their booth fees so you can actually make money off these things. But do they really need to go to the west side in order to make that happen? I mean,
I'm of two minds. So I guess, you know, the last space I think actually worked quite well, unlike the Warner Law, which was cool, but it was size limited. I feel like the space they had last year in Beverly Hills at the grounds of the Hilton?
The Beverly Hilton.
Hilton were pretty cool, super central, both to east and west side. It wasn't too far west.
Oh, no, it was great.
But it wasn't too far east, and I think people really liked it. But, you know, it was an empty lot, and the empty lot is now a building site. So they couldn't stay there. I guess they just didn't feel like they could find anything better. I would think there would be a park in the city of Los Angeles somewhere in Beverly Hills that they could get permission to erect a tent in. I mean, it's like, you know.
UCLA?
Yeah, UCLA would have been a great choice. Great idea, Nate Freeman.
I don't know if you're
Santa
to do
Monica
that.
Is, for anyone who is west, anyone who is east, it's just too damn far.
It's too
And even
far.
From Beverly Hills, it's kind of a schlep.
It
and
really
let's be
is.
Honest, those are the people you're catering to. The hotels over there are expensive and kind of terrible. You don't want to stay. The Shutters on the Beach, which is actually a fantastic hotel. But it's like for a romantic escape. It's not to like be engaged in the
exactly.
world.
Exactly. There's no hotels over there. There's no collectors who live over there. I mean, maybe some in Malibu, but that's fucking far.
It is close to your winter home in Venice.
It is, but you know, I don't. No one else lives there, so it's like, you know, it is convenient for me, sure, but like I just don't see.
But you know
like,
what, Nate? It's not going to make a difference to the success of the fair at all.
Right.
Because all the Europeans who really like going to LA, and presuming we don't have another outbreak of some sort, monkeypox doesn't take over the world, love being in LA in February when it's relatively warm and beautiful. They're going to book their hotels looking at the fucking site and not understand that it's like 45 minutes away. So they'll be annoyed when they get there, but they'll still be happy to be in LA. And I think, it'll focus even more energy though on the great galleries that are in Los Angeles, because people go to the fair once.
They'll do their
3 hours there,
yeah,
and they'll spend even more time at the cultural institutions and the galleries. So I think it might be a win. I think I'm wondering how it'll affect our friends Mills' brother Al and the other one at Felix, just because it was kind of easy before to pop between the two to be like, I'm at Freeze now, and I'll pop over and go check out Felix. I think it might be a little bit tougher for a certain hoity-toity type, but I'm sure with their strong galleries that they're attracting over there at the fair, I'm sure it'll be fine.
I think they're going to have to open a different day. I don't think it makes any sense to open on the same day as Freeze, as they have done in the past.
Speaking of Freeze, I mean, Seoul is coming up, and I've always wanted to go to Seoul. We get friends over there.
We have friends in Seoul. Andrew Russell.
I was looking forward to eating and exploring it, and as it begins to get closer and I look at the calendar and realize that it's during Labor Day, the less appealing it seems to me.
Yeah. So it opens, before Labor Day?
Like that, just before that weekend, I think, or just afterwards. In any case, it would, fuck up the last summer with my family. And I don't know, man. I guess if a client calls me and says, hey, I really want to go and I really want to spend, I'll get in the plane, get in the lie flat. But otherwise, and it's a bummer to say, it's going to have to wait maybe for next year, I guess. I don't know. I was looking forward. I hope it's successful, but I think a lot of Americans, especially the collecting class of Americans, which is not who it's focused at, by the way, it's right. focused at Asian patronage, I would think, are going to choose not to go. And because it's also just so close, it's a month and a few days before Freeze in London.
Yeah. So I think that the combination of everything you just said, plus the sort of renewed interest in Paris because of this new Basel fair, Perry Plu, I think people are maybe planning a multi-week trip to Europe a month later. And yeah, maybe Seoul isn't in the cards. That being said, yeah, I would love to go to Seoul. And if it wasn't for my baby leave, I would definitely arrange for a trip there, because it is going to be a really important, art city in the future. I think Seoul really is the center of culture in Asia right now.
Yeah, I mean, after what we've seen happen both in mainland and Hong Kong, I think that is not the place anymore. So I agree with you. I don't know. The timing is kind of a bummer this go around.
Sure. Well, we'll see.
I mean, I'm not.
We can both be in Seoul.
Listen, I'm not angry about it. I'm not like this guy. Do you see this? This guy in Dallas at the DMA, favorite museum friend of the pod, the Dallas Museum of Art. This guy going through a rough breakup. We've all been there.
We've all been there.
Heartbroken.
But you know what I haven't done after a rough breakup?
What, Nate?
I haven't broken into a museum and destroyed $5 million worth of art.
No. As of yet, anyway. life is still young, man. This guy broke in at 10 o'clock at night. I assume shit-faced out of his ass. It doesn't mention that.
He was probably at the fucking double wide before.
Yeah, but that's not in an area. Where was he?
What bar was he getting shit-faced at before going to the DMA?
That's what real journalists need to find out. I read the Times, the New York Times. I read
No one mentioned this.
If we were on the ground there, that's the kind of reporting you and I would do.
I would do some real on-the-ground reporting.
Yeah, but just went in there and smashed stuff up. I mean, I hope she takes them back.
Yeah, for the love of God, he could go to the Nashra next.
Yeah, I mean, that's because once you get into that kind of money, you're not going to get away with a criminal mischief charge. You're doing some time, I'm thinking.
I think he will do time, right?
Yeah. That's grand. Who knows?
Lock him up.
I mean, no, they should, he just needs a little, he needs to go into a program. There are meetings for this.
Right.
There are meetings for this. Unlike this motherfucker, this is great. Talk about the most Palm Beach story imaginable. This is following up on something I think we briefly reported on earlier in the year, this gallery that I had never heard of until this Daniel Bulls. Do you have any idea what this guy's name is?
No idea.
Anyway, the name of the gallery is Daniele Fine Art, much like the Daniele Hotel, I guess.
Oh, the future Four Seasons,
the
you
future,
mean?
Yeah. The future Four S in Venezia, which is being taken over, and that property could use a refresh. I agree. Anyway, so there was a raid over the winter at some point. No one really knew what was going on. There's some great quotes by Steve Henry, who's this down the street neighbor down there.
Yeah, Steve was so perplexed.
And I never really looked into it, but they actually posted some pictures, the ArtNet, of this gallery. And it looks like a It looks like a low budget version of opera gallery, shall we say? Like everything's salon style. There's like red carpets, velvet ropes, and it's kind of it's the great kind of honey trap for new money in a place like Palm Beach who wants to throw some art up in their kind of Trump adjacent property.
Exactly.
I guess a lot of this art were basically photocopies, like color photocopies.
It's funny because I always refer to these galleries as like fake galleries, you know, and this one actually was.
Yeah, 100%. This one actually was. I won't get into the details of this. I'll let you go into ArtNet. They're really good at breaking down all this stuff. But basically, the main charge is this guy, like this terrible, obviously fake Basquiat that this guy, that this dealer bought for $495 online, sold it to an undercover FBI agent for $12 million.
I think that would be the sickest like gig if you're an FBI agent to like pose as a dumb mark, you know? Like, wouldn't that be so much fun?
If I had more energy, I'd love to see the charging documents and see the email chain that led to this and like the kind of language this dealer uses, because I bet you it was bombastic to the extreme. And here's a direct quote from it. Provenance is father of Basquiat, so there's not really a conversation about it. Love that. Not even a conversation. Just give me...
just take it, man.
RTW, release the wire.
Very fun.
And, you know, we get some exciting stuff coming up here in New York. I probably won't be around for it much, but friends of the pod, Dean Kissick and Eleanor Carey, past guests of the pod, have what seems to be a really cool show coming up.
Looks like painting. A banger, ladies and gentlemen. It's at the Namad Contemporary Gallery at 980 Madison Avenue. And the name of the show is... What's the name of the show, man?
Isn't it What My Robot Do? I think that's the name of it, right? No?
No, it's not What My Robot
Do. Are you sure? That's what someone told me it was.
It's called The Painter's New Tools.
I kind of like What That Robot Do better.
A survey of artists pushing the boundaries of what painting can be.
And we got everyone in this thing. At Namad, we got A. Arakawa, Darren Bader, Kirsten Bratch, Alex Carver. I'm just going to cherry pick from now on in because it's too many names. Urs Fischer, Wade, obviously, Kate Mosher Hall,
Jordan Wolfson, Sarah C., Rachel Rose, Richard Prince, Alex Price, fucking Israel, Laura Owens, Albert Ullin, Julian Yen.
Sarah Z, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. All sorts of bangers. There was a certain name that it was surprised me that it wasn't on here though.
Whose name is that? Is it
Inger? Gavry Ginger? Now what is it? What is it? Anyway, a painter of some renown, more in the commercial sphere in terms of auction results than necessarily in museums. But very surprised not to see her here, and I am curious to know if she was asked and was one of the few artists, perhaps even the only artist, not just not to say no, but not to even respond, or if the organizers found her practice a little bit thin and chose not to include her.
Who knows? We'll never know.
We'll never know. But you know, I'm looking forward to seeing that show. When is it? It opens at the end of June at some point. Do you have the date in front of you?
I think it's June 22nd, which is my web studio date.
So you won't be there. Yeah. I will be en route from Europe to Dallas, so I probably won't be there. But I actually have a little bit of week. I'm back here a little bit that last week of June.
I think it's up for the rest of the summer. You'll definitely get a chance to see it. I'll get a chance to see it.
I mean, maybe not, unless they put it in a truck and bring it out to Sag Harbor.
Yeah.
No, I'll make sure to see it. And it's pretty cool. I think, is this Dean's first curatorial endeavor?
I don't know if it's his first, but it's definitely the most high profile.
Well, listen, there are like 30 open museum directorships in the United States. I would certainly co-sign Dean for at least half of those.
That would be amazing. Yeah, if a museum really wants to just go balls to the wall, hire Dean Kissick.
That guy has a lot of firepower. Like I think he's wasted writing a monthly column and some of the best tweets in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he should probably run a museum.
And being everyone's favorite guest on podcasts,
you certainly won't curse.
You have a whole like 2 weeks until your due date.
Yeah. I mean, it could come early.
Well, it could come early. First ones don't usually come late. So, but you know, everybody's different. Every baby's different.
Yeah.
But you got some time. But you have to wrap up an awful lot of content for the Condé Nast machine.
Yeah, I've got another column dropping on Friday. I have some print stuff that I'm working on. There's a lot of stuff going on in Vanity Fair land.
Oh, did you say print stuff?
Yeah, you'll see. I can't really talk much.
We can tease that. We can just tease that. So you better get your subscription into Vanity Fair.
Definitely get a subscription before the September issue drops. That's all I gotta say.
Ooh, and speaking of September issue, have you started Anna yet? Or Anna?
I haven't. I saw that you just bought a copy. Did you?
I finished it. I'm done.
You finished it?
I finished it. Yeah.
I have to read it about my wonderful, wonderful Boston.
It's a Anna really Winter. Interesting book. I bought it because I thought it'd be full of like juicy fashion, like kind of gossip stuff. It's not that at all, but it's an amazing journalistic, really succinctly journalistically put together profile of a powerful woman and what it took to gain that power, the kind of single-minded vision. And it's actually really impressive. And I think it's an interesting testament, especially to the latter part of the 20th century and women in the workplace.
I'm definitely going to read it while I'm holding a small child.
Okay, that is all I got. I'm sorry to everyone that I speak so fast. I've been chastised several times in the past week by friends, family members about that. You can slow it down in the app. I'm not sure how, but there's a way to do that.
There's definitely a way to do it.
Listen, I get so much going on. Get on my level. I'm so ahead of you. I'm behind you. Nota bene.
Out.